previously on Red Rock Mysteries.
They call it mailbox baseball.
I'm calling about Mrs. Garcia, our lunch lady. She said something about the anniversary of
the fire.
Fire? Why would Randy smash his girlfriend's mailbox?
We've got to find out the truth. Hello?
Hey, Bryce, it's Randy. Is Lee there?
Well, she went to Megan's house.
Do you have Megan's number?
Nope. Sorry.
Well, give her a message for me, would you?
Sure.
Tell her I can't go out tonight. Something came up. I'll call her tomorrow.
All right, but you know she's gonna ask what happened.
Just tell her it was kind of an emergency.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Is there any pie left?
Whoa, Lee. I thought you were gone.
Megan had to cancel at the last minute. Why?
Randy called.
Really? I just tried calling him. What did he say?
He said he can't go out tonight.
Oh. Did he say why?
That's some kind of emergency or something.
Oh no, emergency? What emergency?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
He has an emergency and you didn't ask what it was?
Well, no.
Where did he say he was going?
I don't know.
Randy has an emergency and you didn't ask what it was or where he was going?
It wasn't an emergency like, hey, my ear just fell off, or hey, I'm being attacked by a roving pack of rabid hamsters. It was more like a low-key emergency.
A low-key emergency? What is that? I can't believe you didn't ask him anything about it.
Lee, it's a guy thing. Keep it short, stick to the point, and move on. Don't ask a lot of questions.
Oh, which is why guys are so clueless. Oh, I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Hey, what was that about?
Oh, Randy. He called and left a message. Some kind of emergency.
Oh no! Emergency? What emergency?
Not again.
But what if he...
Ash, please, give it a rest. He's okay, I'm sure.
Bryce, do you think he's in some kind of trouble?
Not sure. We should probably tell somebody what we know.
That's just it. We don't know.
But everything points to him.
I really can't believe Randy would do something like bash mailboxes. And we can't accuse him until we have proof.
What are you two talking about?
Mailboxes?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Bryce, wake up.
It's 7 a.m.
It's 7:12. Look.
Yay. The newspaper.
Headline, Vandalism Causes Heartbreak. Just listen. A wave of mailbox vandalism hit the Red Rock area hard in the last week. Another round of smashed mailboxes was reported last night.
Wait, last night?
Last night.
Do you think it was...
Well, we don't know for sure.
Yeah, but it sure is looking like it.
Oh, no!
What?
Mrs. Watson's mailbox, look!
Oh, it's completely gone! No sign of... Hold on. What's this?
What is it?
Looks like they used an M80.
What's that?
It's like a big firecracker. Her mailbox didn't have a chance.
Well, good morning, Ashley. Hello, Bryce.
Good morning, Mrs. Watson.
Something wrong?
Well...
Wait! Where's my mailbox?
Here it is.
Oh!
Well, the remains, anyway.
That's why Peanuts was barking so much last night. He was going crazy about midnight. Must be those hooligans.
I'm really sorry this happened, but I'm gonna do everything I can to find out who's behind this.
Red Rock used to be such a nice little town. You could leave your doors unlocked. Now I have to keep my pistol loaded.
What?
You really have a gun?
Second Amendment, my dear. Second Amendment.
Okay, I just checked with Derek. He says Randy went out with a bunch of his friends from the softball team last night. Sounds suspicious if you ask me.
Well, I didn't, but...
What you looking at?
Email from Marion Quidley.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. She says the bashed mailboxes are probably space aliens trying to communicate with us. She says they apparently don't quite understand how our postal system works.
That makes sense. If you're Marion Quidley.
Here we go.
What?
Pueblo Public Library. Dear Miss Timberline, attached, please find the copy of the article I discovered in the Pueblo Chieftain from 7 years ago. Apartment fire claims infant.
Wait, what's this about?
Just hold on. An apartment blaze claimed the life of an infant late last night on South Pueblo Boulevard. Officials say the fire began in the infant's bedroom and was contained there. Six-month-old Danielle Garcia.
Garcia?
Was in the care of a babysitter at the time of the fire. Officials did not release the babysitter's name. Danielle's mother, Renee Garcia.
The lunch lady?
Yep, I'm pretty sure.
Renee Garcia was working at the time of the fire. When she returned home, she collapsed at the scene and was rushed to the hospital. Neighbors described Mrs. Garcia as a devoted mother. She was just trying to earn a living and bring up her child, said a neighbor, who did not want to be identified. This tears my heart out. Officials say the cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Wow.
Okay, that looked straight to me. What's the level say?
Looks good.
I think Mrs. Watson will approve.
Wait, she doesn't know you're putting up a new mailbox?
Not yet. Figured the surprise would do her good. A nice surprise this time.
Looks like they hit all the mailboxes on the street. Sam, what if we could catch these guys? What would happen?
Well, a pretty hefty fine. Like $250,000.
Wow.
And if I remember right, something like 3 years in prison for each offense.
Whoa. And they must have hit like 20 mailboxes just on our road alone.
Hand me the box there.
Here.
Thank you. Do you have any idea who's behind this?
Ashley and I are still trying to figure it out.
Well, I ordered a surveillance camera for the house. You can use it if you want.
Thanks.
But don't take any chances. These guys find out you're after them, there's no telling what they'll do.
Nope.
But Mom, I'll be okay, really.
No, there's no way you're sleeping outside. Listen, it's too dangerous with all this stuff going on. Besides, it's a school night.
I agree with your mom.
What?
Wait till the weekend.
What?
Yes.
I can put the camper on the back of my truck. He'll be safer there.
Are you sure?
Of course, he'll be fine.
Hey, what are you doing?
Please, do not disturb the artist while he is artistrizing.
Artistrizing. I don't think that's a word.
Well, I just said it, so it's a word.
Well, these are words as well. You are obdurate, incorrigible, and inveterate.
Please don't use that kind of language around me.
What? It's English.
Maybe to you. I don't even know if you just insulted me or complimented me.
So, looks like you're painting a target.
Ah, so you grasp the subtle meaning behind my masterpiece.
No, I still don't get it.
Don't worry, you will.
Hi, Mrs. Garcia.
Hello, Ashley. How are you today?
You want the truth or just the smile?
The truth.
Well, I'm on some new medication for the seizure thing I have, and it's hard to get used to. Truth is, it kind of scares me.
Seizures?
Yeah, I was born with them. Something to do with my brainwaves.
I had no idea.
It's a bummer, but maybe I can still grow out of it. Maybe. Hey, I found out about your daughter. I'm really sorry.
What? How did you know?
A newspaper online. I didn't mean to snoop. If you ever want to talk about it...
You need to get to class.
Okay, bye now.
Ashley?
Yes?
Can you see me after school?
Okay.
Hey, Derek.
Oh, hi, Bryce.
Hey, guess what I did?
What?
I painted a big old target on our mailbox.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's way cool. I can't wait to tell my brother.
Yeah, make sure you do. Huh.
What?
Looks like Boo Heckler and his goons.
Where?
Those guys smoking under the tree. I think I'm gonna talk with them.
What? Are you crazy? Bryce! He was such a nice guy.
Don't worry. I've got dental insurance. Hey, Boo. Sup?
Sup?
Yeah, I was just cruising through and I noticed...
Smoke getting to you there?
I noticed you here.
What do you want, Timberline? Besides CPR.
Yeah, good one. It was nothing, just something funny.
I'll be the judge of funny.
I put a target on our mailbox.
You put a target on your mailbox. Timberline, so hilarious.
Yeah.
Mrs. Garcia, are you all right?
Tell me everything. Everything you found out about Danielle.
Well, I read what happened. She was 6 months old?
Yes. This year she would have been 7 years old. Just finishing second grade.
How did it happen, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, Danielle was only a few weeks old when my husband, John, shipped out from Fort Carson. I worked nights when it was easier to get a babysitter, and I hated leaving Danielle, but we really needed the money. There was this young woman in our neighborhood, a teacher named Tanya Zoloff. She was pregnant at the time, and she offered to watch Danielle for free. Said it would be good training. I was walking home from work that night. It was about 10 p.m., and I hear these sirens. I can see smoke coming from our building. And then I see the flames. I run as fast as I can, but this fireman stops me from going upstairs. I tell him Danielle is inside. He says they're doing all they can. It's too dangerous for me to go inside. That's when I see Tanya on a stretcher. She has this oxygen mask over her face. I lift the blanket, looking for Danielle, but she isn't there. I try with all my might to run inside. I don't care about the danger. I don't care about the firemen. I want my baby. But they hold me back. They hold me back, and I'm so overwhelmed by everything that I lose consciousness. So I wake up in the hospital, and that's when I learn the story. Tanya had fallen asleep on the couch. When she woke up, she smelled smoke and ran to Danielle's room. But when she opened the door, the whole room exploded. She called 911. That's when the smoke got to her.
I'm so sorry.
I had put up this border around her room with Noah's Ark and the animals. And her little crib was bright pink with roses. Everything was so bright and cheery. I'll never forget when I went back home to see her room. Everything was black as coal. The walls torn up, plaster hanging down, and her crib charred, not a flower left. The fire had been so intense. They never found her.
Oh.
They say the electrical connection to the baby monitor was frayed, and it probably sparked.
The babysitter must have felt awful.
She moved away a few days later. I've never seen her since. I think she just felt too bad. And then a month later, my husband was killed in a roadside bombing. We had been so excited to start a new family together, but within a month, everything was gone. I was alone.
I am so sorry.
Ashley?
Yes?
I've never told anyone this part.
Okay.
I don't think my baby died that night.
What?
What is that?
Hey!
Ah! Oh. Hi, Randy.
What are you looking at?
Oh, me? Well, I was just looking at your truck, yeah. And I was just, you know, wondering, like, what's in that big bag?
Lee warned me you and your sister were pretty curious.
Yeah, we're kinda like that.
Well, if you have to know, my dad got me some fireworks. You know, firecrackers and stuff.
Well, cool. You got any, cherry bombs?
Yeah.
M80s?
Yeah. Why do you want to know?
I don't know. Curious, I guess.
Just like Lee told me.
Just like Lee told you. Right.
Here. A photo. This is my Danielle.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
Every time I see a bus go by or those milk cartons with missing children on them, I think about Danielle.
Why do you think she's still alive?
The window in her room. The firemen said it was open when they arrived. I never got to ask Tanya, but it was cold that night. I'm sure she wouldn't have opened it. I think someone took my baby and set the fire to make it look like she had been killed.
Wow.
But...
what is it?
I have done everything I know of to find her. There's nothing else I can do.
There's always something you can do. And Mrs. Garcia, I promise you this. If there's any way I can help, I will.
Whoa. That's wild.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's a chance Danielle's alive, I have to help her.
Yeah. Okay, my turn. You're never gonna guess what Randy had in the back of his truck.
So since we're learning about drawing faces, I thought it would be kind of cool to show you a new computer program I just got. It scans your picture, then shows you what you'll look like in 10, 20, or even 50 years. All I need is a good photo of yourself. So, who would like to give it a go?
Ashley would!
Peter!
I'd love to see you in 20 years. I mean, I'd love to see what you look like.
Ashley? How about it?
Wait. Actually, yes. I'd like to see how this works. So then, Mrs. Garcia, he took my photo and made me 10 years older. My hair was straight and a little shorter, but I actually looked kind of pretty.
Ashley.
And then he made me look like I was college age, and then 75 years old. I had gray hair and wrinkles, but I could tell it was still me.
Sounds fun.
But here's the coolest part. What if I could take Danielle's picture?
Oh, could you?
I'll bring it back as soon as I can, I promise. Mr. Chaplosa? Hello? Mr. Chaplosa?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chaplosa's gone for the day. Doctor's appointment. I'm the substitute, if I can help you with anything.
Well, do you know when he'll be back?
Monday.
Ugh!
Okay, she'll be home any minute.
Whoa, all this for passing her driver's test?
Oh, I almost forgot the congratulations banner. Can you two please put it up for me?
Sure. Yeah. Ashley, can you get that side?
Uh-huh.
So, when I pass my English test, will I get a cake and balloons?
This is a really big deal for Lee.
So is passing my English test.
Mom, right. The cake.
Oh, right, thank you.
Mom made a cake in the shape of a car.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mom, Sam and Lee are here.
Already? Okay, putting the finishing touches on the cake.
Hi, Lee. Well, bye, Lee.
Sam, what's going on?
Well, she was doing just fine until...
Until
a dog ran in front of her.
Oh, no!
She missed the dog, but she didn't miss the curb.
Ouch.
Flat tire. The instructor had to get out and change it. It wasn't exactly a pleasant drive home, if you know what I mean. I'll get it. Oh, hi, Randy.
Hi, I got Lee some flowers.
You might want to hold off on those. She didn't pass.
Oh, sorry. I guess you can give these to your wife, then.
That's kind, thanks.
I'll call Lee later on.
Good idea.
Bye.
I'll go check on her.
I really don't care about the stupid license. It's just that...
Go ahead.
It's times like this that I miss Mom the most. I'm not saying you're doing a bad job.
No, I understand.
I just wish she hadn't gotten on that plane. She said she'd always be here for me, but she's not.
You in the camper, Bryce? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'll spare you a knock-knock joke if you let me in.
Deal. Well, welcome to my abode. Not exactly camping out, but pretty close.
Wow, look at all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. This is my hideout to catch the bad guys. Tonight could be the night. So, what's up?
Something that Lee said.
Yeah?
She said she really misses her own mom at times like this.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about Sam. I mean, he's great and all, but he's not our real dad.
I think it's hard for him, too, you know?
Yeah. I wish I could say something to Lee. Something to tell her that God is real, that he cares about how much she hurts, but she's so closed to all of that.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. I mean, I still miss Dad. A lot. And my medical stuff is really hard, and Lee won't talk to me. All this stuff is happening to me, and there's nothing I can do.
There's always something you can do.
Like?
Like, pray.
Doing that.
And, like, hide out in a camper and catch bad guys. I don't want to just let stuff happen to me. I want to make stuff happen.
So, in other words, I need to be just like you.
Exactly. Poof. Problem solved. Seriously, there's something cool about what you're doing with the lunch lady.
What do you mean?
You're not even thinking about your own mess. Instead, you're helping her through her own mess. You know?
I think I see what you're talking about.
I think God smiles when you do stuff like that.
I like the thought of that. God smiling.
Huh.
What's wrong?
The batteries in this walkie-talkie are weak, but I think I can still reach Sam if I have to.
So, what all do you have in this hideout of yours?
Well, walkie-talkie, night vision scope, video camera with infrared, and Skittles.
I'm impressed.
Hey, you want to play war? I've got glow-in-the-dark cards.
You really think of everything.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ash.
Yeah?
Do you think Dad can see us from heaven?
I don't know. Why?
Just thinking. If Dad can't see us, he's gonna miss us growing up and graduating and stuff like that.
Sometimes I imagine his voice, you know? Like when he'd read to me before I went to sleep.
I'm thinking Dev sees a lot more than we think.
Wait, God knows everything, right?
Well, if he doesn't, we're in big trouble.
Well, then he must know if this girl's alive. And if she is, then where she is, right?
Yeah.
So let's ask him to help us find her.
Or let us know if she's in heaven.
Okay, I'll start. Dear God, we don't even know if Danielle's alive or not, or if her mom is just hoping, but if she is alive, would you please help us find her?
Ash, there's a truck coming up the road.
Oh no.
Duck down, quick.
Yikes, what's gonna happen next? And what do you think? Is Randy guilty? Is Mrs. Garcia just hoping for something that could never be true? Here's an even more important question, though. Have you ever felt like Ashley? Maybe you've tried to tell somebody about God and they just won't listen. What can you do? Ask God. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." God knows your friend's heart better than anyone. God loves your friend, and he loves you, so he'll help you. Let us know how it goes, by the way. Email us at redrockmysteries@keysforkids.org. Today's episode, Missing Pieces Part 2, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. Today's show was adapted by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Post-production by Todd Busteed, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. There's more fun ahead on the next Red Rock Mysteries.